BBC News. Hello, this is Jerry Smith. The South Korean president, Moon Jae-in, has urged citizens not to lower their guard in the fight against coronavirus after a cluster of infections linked to nightclubs was confirmed. In a speech marking 3 years in power, President Moon warned that South Korea was facing a prolonged war against the virus.
이번 유흥시설 집단 감염은 비록 안정화 단계라고 하더라도
The infection cluster, which recently occurred in entertainment facilities, has raised awareness that even during the stabilization phase, similar situations can arise again, anytime, anywhere, in an enclosed, crowded space. It's not over until it's over.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to announce a roadmap later for the easing of the coronavirus lockdown. Any immediate adjustments are likely to be minor. In his televised address, Mr. Johnson is expected to announce a new system for tracking the scale of the outbreak. Here's our political correspondent, Rob Watson.
I think what we're looking for is really what politicians have to do everywhere in the world, which is that sort of careful balance between saying, how do we keep people safe? How do we prevent a spread of the disease? Or in this case here, a second peak. How do you balance that against economic collapse? Now, we're expecting the Prime Minister to err on the side of caution. That will please some, but not others. I mean, it's worth remembering that many in his own governing Conservative Party are very, very uncomfortable about this continuing lockdown. And there is unease about the message he's expected to unveil. Stay alert, control the virus, save lives. With a lot of people thinking, what on earth does stay alert mean?
An Iranian government spokesman says his country is ready to swap prisoners with the United States without preconditions. Ali Rabi'i said Tehran had not yet had a response. Sebastian Usher reports.
On the surface, this appears to be a rare offer of cooperation from Iran to its bitterest enemy, the US, and it builds on a prisoner exchange for two countries carried out last year. Iran's government spokesman said that Tehran was worried about the health of Iranians in American prisons and held the US responsible for their safety during the coronavirus outbreak. He called for Washington to prioritize human life over politics. In Iran itself, more than 100,000 prisoners have been temporarily released because of the pandemic, but some foreign nationals and many Iranian prisoners of conscience remain in prison.
Sebastian Usher. The Taliban in Afghanistan say they've released 28 more captives as part of an ongoing prisoner exchange with the government. The Islamist group has captured hundreds of soldiers, officials and civilians during the conflict over the years. So far, the insurgents have set free 150 people and the government has released 1,000 militants and their supporters. World News from the BBC.